Hey, this is Gunn Sully from the podcast The Indefensible Middle Ground, and this is Top 10 Tuesday. And for today's Top 10, I am dedicating it in memory to a dear friend of mine who passed away a year ago due to murder. He was actually gunned down senselessly, and he was at the time working a security profession, working in the security field in the DC metro area, and one of the hazards of the job is that you could get shot, and he did several times that night by more than one person, and passed away early that morning. And it still seems surreal whenever I see pictures of him. It's like, that's my buddy, you know. But with that being the case, I'd like to have some laughs at other people's expenses, and really, I know this is the kind of humor that my buddy Adrian would like. So without further ado, top 10 misconceptions Americans have about security professionals. Number 10, security sits behind a desk and that's all they do. I think most people have a wider view of security, but this is one that shows up in movies and TV a lot. It's a good reason to be scornful of a slothful person, right? Well, actually, not only is the spectrum of security jobs a rainbow of activity that goes from boring to carrying a shotgun in war zones, but typically someone sitting behind a desk is not security at all. They're a concierge. Concierge. In most places, someone sitting behind a desk at the front of a building is a concierge, and a security officer is posted at the door or patrolling throughout the building. Seeing someone labeled security at a front desk is a very DC thing and definitely doesn't translate to the rest of the world. The kind of security that traditionally sit behind a desk are the kind that are monitoring cameras. In America, specifically in DC, I've seen this job combined. A concierge person who has to answer questions of tenants and guests who also must monitor security cameras and even deploy police to suspicious activity that they note on the cameras, or possibly even intervene themselves. So, if you are trying to decide if you should belittle a plebeian behind the desk because of their job, first, I'd have to say you're an a-hole. But second, I'd point out that that person might be doing two jobs. Number 9, security guards just wannabe cops. So this is a weird one to combat because it's stupid on a couple of levels. First, the first level of why it's stupid is because you're assuming you know the motives of another human are knowing why he or she is living their life. The person might not want to be a police officer in a municipal capacity because they might have had bad experiences with the police, or they might prefer to be some form of privatized parapolice because they are politically opposed to the thought of a bloated government spending on all levels. So, you know, like as if the security person might be a libertarian or something. Another aspect is, security work is a job. You are asking someone doing a job in a certain field why they are not doing another job in that field. That would be like going to a restaurant and asking the maitre d' why they don't work in the kitchen, or asking the busser why they're not the maitre d'. They just have different jobs. One might pay more and have better benefits than the other, but if you're not a complete a-hole, you should understand not to bother people who are just clocking in and paying their bills. The second strata of this stupid misconception is that it's based on the assumption that, number eight, the security guard is not a cop. Not only do some levels of security have the professionals actually hold police rank and have the authority to use the full spectrum of force that police do, and are considered by local authorities to be police within their specialized jurisdiction, but some are municipal police officers, like being paid by the local municipality in the capacity of being police. Officers working security is often called part-time, and it's fairly common. So a security officer, the security job also is a big thing for retired police officers to get into. So you're talking somebody who has permanent credentials and still has connection with the police force and is looked at as a retired veteran of the police force and respected in the community. And so when you see some burly guy outside of the club with a security outfit on, it might actually just be a local cop making some extra money. And jumping to seven, the security guard is uneducated or inexperienced. Once again, some guards are retired police or military veterans in the DC area. A lot are currently in the military, in the reserves or National Guard. So to add on to the one before, that security guard might actually be an MP officer. And number six, this is a big one, that the security guard can't touch me, or the security guard can't use force. So, as I mentioned, the spectrum goes from boring to war zones. Well, some rough areas in the states hire security to patrol and clear out gang activity. These guys typically have licenses through the state police to carry firearms and detain people if necessary. When people see them, they read security and see the gun and think, that's a taser. Here's an actual exchange between an armed security officer and children. Child: hey, security, you should tase my brother. Child 2: no, don't tase me. Officer: I don't have a taser, I only have a gun. Child: you gonna tase him? Officer: I told you, this is a gun, I don't have a taser. Child looks directly at the gun, back to the officer, blankly, no sarcasm, no humor, just sincerely asking, you gonna tase him? True exchange. The true exchange that I witnessed, where these children had clearly been brainwashed by their family and probably by media that security guards don't carry guns, they only carry tasers. They can't really affect your life. They can't touch me. Security can touch you. There are only certain companies that restrict the actions of their employees, and generally that's for unarmed security at retail stores. But even with that typically being the case, all citizens can intervene if they are witnessing a felonious assault, or barring a felony, security, even powerless unarmed security, are still legally known as agents of the property and do have the legal authority to identify you and have you banned from places. The police respect the authority, and in places like Montgomery County, Maryland, and Washington, D.C., and Virginia, the police will will actually help the security and respect their list of barred people and give you jail time for violating the bar. So, you know, don't mess with the security. It's also illegal to assault them. Kind of a no-brainer, right? You'd be surprised what some people don't know or don't understand. Also, to the point that security can't touch me, as I mentioned, some private companies have different rules. So, if a security officer, well within his legal rights, knocks you out, he won't be arrested because he was totally allowed to touch you, but he or she might get fired by the uptight company that they're working for. Number five, security guys are poor. Well, this might be true in some places about some types of security work. It doesn't track across the board. Of course, you have executive security, which is for super high-end clients like Donald Trump has his own security team, stuff like that. I've known a federal security officer working two federal security contracts and an active union member. He was comfortably affording a Bethesda apartment. Don't know how much that means. Google a two-bedroom apartment in Bethesda right now. Yeah. He was making some scratch. Some other random security guys I bumped into also owned their own companies and were merely working to add to their savings. Kids, man. Kids will wreck your savings. All right. Number four. Security guys are dull and unimaginative. Here's a whole article about former staff of the Museum of Modern Art who worked security, or some of them even had janitor positions, I believe, if I'm remembering the proper article, who now have their own exhibits. There's a few stories of that. The printer artist, he prints out stuff and then makes this amazing collages, and he was working as a security officer overnights when he was working as an artist during the day. Also, a few of the guys I worked with had enjoyed a very active nightlife, a few musicians, and one guy was a local stand-up comic. I subscribed to his Twitter account and found out how out and proud and funny he was, which is very humorous because not only does he have a very stoic presentation at work, but I didn't know he was gay either, so it really kind of was shocking, the thought of how you really can't judge a book by their cover. So moving on to number three. This one is for the kids and kids at heart out there. Security just wants to mess with me. No, they don't. They clocked in to be paid for doing a job, and that's what they are doing. I'm not saying there aren't a-holes out there that want to abuse whatever authority any job they have might offer, but most people doing whatever job are just following rules told to them by their management. Their management that has higher firepower over them for not doing their job. They can get fired if they don't do their job. So if you're smoking in a non-smoking area, loitering in a no-loitering area, or blocking an entrance and security approaches, they are not approaching you because they are bored. They are not approaching you because of the color of your skin. They are not approaching you because they think they're better than you. They're not approaching you because of the color of their skin. They are approaching you because it's their job. They are paid to tell you the rules. Depending on the contract, maybe even enforce those rules. Some security contracts literally have remote monitored security cameras that the management use to make sure their employees are doing that job. So, before you give a security person a hard time, just remember, they're being paid to be there. And ask yourself, is anyone paying me to give this person a hard time? The answer is no. You're not getting paid to harass a working person. Number two. Here's a callback to number six. But it's a big one promoted in TV and action movies. Assaulting or killing security workers is 100% inconsequential. How many security guys does the superhero slaughter in? Let's just pick The Matrix. How about V for Vendetta? How about Repo Men? Is the answer in each case a metric ton of security personnel? Yep. I'm not sure why it makes sense to have the hero of V for Vendetta murder a dozen 9-to-5 security guys just to stop a masked, just trying to stop a masked intruder, but not kill the manager? Seriously, that's a scene in the movie. What a dick, right? Assaulting security personnel is obviously a crime and is even considered assault on a police officer in many situations. See 9, 8, and 7. Action movies aside, number one, security is a boring job. The job can be dangerous. As a callback to 8, a Prince George's County cop working part-time at an Applebee's was gunned down while breaking up an argument between patrons. Two of my friends and colleagues working security in the D.C. area were shot, and one was killed. I personally have been in fights, had to draw my weapon, arrest people, and even administer first aid. I have literally had to draw my gun on a guy charging me who was high on PCP and yelling, "Bang, bang, I'll effing kill you." Shout him down, cuff him, and then have my lieutenant tell me, "I'm glad you saw he didn't have a gun. If you had started shooting, I would have emptied the mag." We turn him over to the cops. Then I had time for a nap. Then had to go to my much nicer federal security contract while I was standing in my standing in for a turnstile officer. That's somebody who stands at the front of a security building. A secured building working for the federal government, just checking IDs. I related the story and noticed a scoff from the other side of the turnstile and noticed one of the government consultants waiting to be screened looking at me and smirking and scoffing. I asked him if he was doing okay, and he scoffed and looked away. You see, he knew that security workers never have anything happen that's exciting in their lives, and it's okay to openly mock and be rude to a security person because of this. I think the number one thing I'd like to explain to people through this is that it's never okay to be a dick to people, especially not based on their job, you classist twats. And of course, if you're listening to this and going, "I agree with you," of course I'm not calling you that. I'm calling the guy in that story who was literally laughing at me after I was noticeably shaken because I almost killed a guy less than 18 hours before. And he, you know, just he assumed everything about me because he saw me as a professional field that he had written off as dumb or lazy or wannabes or all the things that I mentioned in there. And what I think is funny is I'm done with the list now. What I think is funny is I went to other countries where the security personnel are treated with an immense amount of respect because people understand that they can kill you, they can hurt you. And I think it's just sort of a bizarre American concept that oh, yeah, we're totally allowed to make fun of this whole section of people. And then whenever stuff does come out that kind of makes security look cool, movie Taken, for instance, that's That guy who does security on a on an executive federal contract level, and I don't know. People just don't notice it. They don't attach the things to it. I've noticed that there's been a lot more really critical stories about the Secret Service, which is about the coolest level of physical security you would want to work at. Would be the Secret Service, and it's been the past few years, there's been more and more stories trashing them coming out, which I don't know, just seems weird. It seems like we're totally okay with demeaning physical security, which I don't know if people understand this. Like a lot of Americans think, they look at physical security the way they look at all guns. They think, well, if we didn't have guns, then, like, everything would be fine. And they sort of attach that to security. This concept that, well, we just, if they went away, then all the criminals would also go away. Which is silly. I think in a perfect world, of course, we wouldn't need guns. We wouldn't need security. We wouldn't need self-defense, but we don't live in a perfect world, and security is a vital thing. Whether it's inanimate security, cybersecurity, or physical security, it's something that we need and that I'm incredibly grateful for. And in light of the police shootings, the killing of police around the country, I just want to say that I miss my buddy. And I have just the deepest respect for law enforcement and security professionals. And I really just hope that they stay safe out there. And when it comes to bad guys with guns, I hope that all my law enforcement and security friends out there pull the trigger first and not the bad guys. So this one's for you, Adrian. AK to kid. And yeah. This is Gun saying keep talking it out.